The Northern Alliance Radio Network on AM 1280, The Patriot.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and World. Northern Alliance Radio Network. Talking this half hour with Senator Norm Coleman, live on the phone from Washington, talking about, for starters, his speech regarding his opposition, or his position on the president's take on a surge moving more American troops into Al-Anbar province and Baghdad. We'd love to hear what you had to say. By the way, Senator Coleman, we have to worry about you right now, if for no other reason than the Star Tribune is actually speaking approvingly of you today.
That's I said something that they agreed with. Those moments are few and far between. I don't think I'll see many of them.
No, it's a good thing. That's why we like you, Senator Coleman. Let's go to the phones. Edina Scott, welcome to the Northern Alliance Radio Network with Senator Norm Coleman.
So, good afternoon, Senator Coleman.
Good afternoon, Scott.
You know, I was listening to your comments. You talk about General Petraeus as the smartest, the best general you've ever met. Just my little background. I'm a Green Beret, former Special Forces. And you say he's the best general you've ever met. He's the architect of this whole strategy. Now, and if he said that we need more troops to get this job done, to embed our troops with the Iraqis so they can put down the sectarian violence, you had a choice there. You could have got on the Senate floor and said, I've met this man. He's the smartest general I've ever seen. And if he says we need more troops, I have faith in General Petraeus. But you're not saying that whatsoever. I think you're talking out both sides of your mouth. Here's a man that you have all the respect in the world for, but you're not willing to give him a chance. Oh, no, let's not send 21,000 more troops over there. I fear this. I fear that. That's the trouble with people like you. I've supported you for years, Norm, but I'll never go to bat because a little bit of fear, and you and other Republicans, and that you talk about the reason why we lost in 2006. People have sent a message, yes, but a lot of the conservatives who really withstood basically is because they started waffling.
And you have sent a message to Senator Coleman right now. Senator Coleman, your answer to Scott.
Two observations, by the way. There are a lot of conservatives who think like I do. I know my colleague Sam Brownback has articulated the same statements. Just one thing about Sam that I want to talk about, Petraeus, and you know, the comments there. Well, it's he's looking at 2008. I read his stuff. He was in Baghdad. He talked to the same people I did. In the end, his concern, the Iraqis told him the same thing they told me. We don't want you there. He came away with the same impression. They're not prepared to do what they do, and it ties into Petraeus. Petraeus will do the best job that can be done with the cards that are dealt him. I'm concerned with the cards that are being dealt him. And part of the cards that are being dealt him are the you know, Connie Rice and the president believing, saying that we're going to trust the Iraqis this time to do what they said they're going to do. And all I'm saying, and I'm talking about the troop surge in Baghdad, Anbar province is different ball of wax. And all what I'm saying is before we put 20,000 more of our American kids' lives on the line in Baghdad, let the Iraqis show us that they're serious about dealing with sectarian violence. Petraeus will do a great job with the cards that are dealt him. I don't think that he's been dealt very good cards when it comes to what's happening in Baghdad right now.
Yeah, and you know, I have to say something, too. You know, I don't think I agree with you, Senator Coleman, on your position here on the surge, but I do respect you, and I think that you've been a good voice for Minnesota and a good voice for the Republicans in many different ways. That doesn't mean that I'm not going to march in lockstep with you. I'm going to make up my own mind.
And to the listeners, same to the president. The president is my friend. I support the president on a range of things. I disagree with him on other things, but they're done because I then make an evaluation saying this is what I think is right from my perspective and for the people that I represent. I mean, one other issue that I took off yesterday or the other day after the Department of Defense, I have great respect for Bob Gates, great respect, but I am angry at the way that they dealt with the extension of our National Guard folks. I just with 3 weeks ago and to Calm and to Talil and Fallujah, Camp Fallujah with our guard folks, and they find out by watching, you know, a TV press conference that they may be, you know, their leaves, their tour of duty is going to be extended. They deserve much better than that. Now, I'm still going to work with Bob Gates. I'm still going to work with the administration, but I got to tell you, I'm angry with them over that one. Tomorrow we'll find some other things that we can agree on.
Just a few minutes left with Senator Norm Coleman. I'm trying to get a blast through a couple callers real quick. In Minnetonka, Russell, welcome to the Northern Alliance with Senator Coleman. Your question quickly, please.
Yeah, Senator Coleman, my question is, what are you going to do if you don't send the troops? if we don't send the troops, there's no chance we're going to win over there. And we have to win in Iraq.
Senator Coleman.
I agree that we have to win. What we do is we give the Iraqis 6 months to produce the oil or to get the funds out to the Sunni provinces to begin to show resolve to crack down on al-Sayda and others do that. Our troops are still there. I'm not for pulling anybody out. I'm not for cutting off funding. But before you do any surge, you give the Iraqis about 6 months to show. If they produce, I'll be working on a strategy for success with the president because I want us to succeed. My fear is that this is not going to help us succeed. And if this doesn't work out, if the Iraqis don't come through in 6 months, the UN cry to abandon everything in Iraq will be overwhelming, and I fear those consequences. I just don't think that this is the best strategy because the Iraqis haven't shown that they're willing to do what they need to do. I would have liked to have seen that first.
Another guy who's been to Iraq on the line, Colonel Joe Repia. You're on the line with Senator Coleman. You have about 30 seconds.
Hi, Norm. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Joe.
I agree
with you 100%.
Having a little bit of difficulty with the line there. He was going to talk about his support for Colonel Petraeus there, I believe.
Joe is in, and Joe probably disagrees with me on this one, but he's been there. He's a great American. He really is, and I do have the greatest respect for his opinion. We may disagree on this one, but I'll always listen to Joe Repia.
Well, hopefully he's going to call in here in the next moment or so we can get him back on the line. If we can move on for just a moment here, you're at the beginning of the 110th Congress now for the first time in 12 years, the Republicans are in the minority. This is your first time actually operating out of the minority.
But the Senate, I got to say to the listeners, the Senate's a little bit different than the House. In the House, if it's 51-49, it's 51-0. In the Senate, you got to get to 60. And so I'll give you an example, minimum wage. Got a minimum wage bill. They passed in the House, no debate. We want to see small business, being dealt with in a fair way. We want to see a small business package. And I support minimum wage and minimum wage. They also want to see the hit on small business being lessened. And so in the end, what the D's do is have to come to us and say, okay, if they're going to get the bill on the floor, they need to put in some small business relief. And so what you'll see in a minimum wage bill coming out of the Senate, different than the House, is a minimum wage package, raising the minimum wage, I support, but also some small business breaks, which are also needed, which I also support.
Senator Coleman, we have Colonel Repia back on the line. We have about 15 seconds, Colonel Repia.
Oh, boy, my time gets short every time. Hey, listen, I agree with you, Norm. Dave Petraeus is the best we have. He was selected 6 months ago to go over and take over for Casey. Unfortunately, Rumsfeld held his move over there up until after the elections. He can get the job done. The fact that he's going to have 20,000 troops additional to help him will only, in my opinion, help speed up that process. But I have all the faith, like you, in Dave Petraeus getting the job done.
That's my ray of hope, Joe. I got to tell you that. He's an extraordinary general, extraordinary leader.
Well, if anyone can pull out, we can hope General Petraeus would be the one. Senator Coleman, yeah, absolutely. A pleasure to have you on.
It's a blast. Thank you very much, Senator Coleman.
And we'll have to talk to you about this again as the situation progresses here.
Again, I urge you to call your listeners, get on my website, take a look at kind of some longer discussion on this issue. I think they might find it interesting.
I have linked to you on the post at Captain's Quarters, so hopefully they'll be flooding over there.
So you have made the big time now.
smile on my face. Have a great day, gentlemen.
Yeah, thanks a lot. You too. Senator Norm Coleman, live from Washington, D.C. We hope to talk to him again as the situation develops.
And I'd encourage people to read his speech because it is more nuanced than people might think it is.
Yeah, I don't know that everyone's got the entire word. We'll certainly have to talk about it as we continue. The Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot.